Very based on how you buy.
Afternoon. 3/21/11 It's the 21st of March, first day of spring with the Doug Staff and Good Day Gang, including, well, we have a limited gang here. I have a posse of one. Can I get the good guys with a posse?
That's
of
right.
One? Jennifer Horn is
That's
here.
That's all you need, though.
All right. Richie's off in Orlando. Maria's in Orlando with him. Roberta had to go have her toenail operated on. And so here we are, just the two of us, along with a lady who is very interested because she's very educated about nuclear reactors. She was in charge of safety, as a matter of fact, Jennifer, at a plant in Illinois that's a twin to the plant that's had all the problems in Japan. So we'll meet to Linda May, who is this expert. It'll be very interesting to see what she has to say. I'm so tired of listening to these talking heads yammering. For God's sake, Charlotte knows more about what's going on in Japan than most of the people that are on these programs, these talking heads that are yammering back and forth, and all they're doing is scaring the hell out of everybody. So we'll find out whether we ought to be afraid or not from somebody who actually knows what's going on in a matter of moments. And we'll also have a little laughter at 10 after before we get to the serious stuff that's coming right up here on Good Day.
Does your keychain say you're hardworking and dependable? It will when you add the keys to a Chevy Silverado All-Star Edition. And if you add them during Chevy Truck Month, they'll also say you're smart. Because you'll get a trailering package, heavy-duty automatic locking rear differential, and a great deal.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
I just saved on my favorite
diapers, so I bought my baby a new
chainsaw, and they marked down the best nail
polish, two for the price of one.
People love to talk about great deals, and if you talk to your neighbors, some of them are bound to tell you about State Farm, thanks to discounts of up to 40%. Switching to State Farm could save you hundreds. No wonder 40 million drivers trust State Farm. That's more drivers than Geico and Progressive combined. So ask a neighbor, then go to discountdoublecheck.com or call 1-800-STATE-FARM. Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
The Doug Staff and Good Day program. I always have these challenges when I'm going to tell a story, and I can't quite tell the whole story because...
Yeah, you have to be nice.
There's a word, exactly. I have to be careful about my choice of words. Here's the focus on this is age. The older you are, the longer you've been married, the funnier these sorts of stories are. The wife, husband sitting around the breakfast table, lazy Sunday morning. Husband says, if I were to die suddenly, I'd want you to immediately sell all of my stuff. And the wife says, why would you want me to do something like that? Guy says, I figured you would eventually remarry, and I don't want somebody using my stuff.
Right.
She looked at me and looked at him and said, what makes you think I'd marry another guy like you? Now, we have to substitute a word in there that has an A and an H in it.
Swap those out for what you said.
Right. When you swap that out, then you can have a chuckle. Okay? Then you get a bang boom. All right. In a moment, we'll meet Linda May and lead her into telling the story about this plant where she worked in Illinois that is an exact duplicate of the reactor in Japan. So we'll find out what her research and experience leads us to believe or what we ought to be believing and knowing. That's coming right up here on Good Day.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free, plus an HD video recorder for free, over 15 premium channels, HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in HBO, and Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-696-2921. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-696-2921. That's 800-696-2921. Again, 800-696-2921.
Later on in this hour, we'll take you to Tampa, Florida, where a mother was so fed up with her son's bad grades that she took extraordinary action. You may find that story compelling. Maybe you got an idea or two that'll come out of that. First, though, Linda May is with us. She's a nuclear reactor expert. She spent her younger years as the person who wrote the Nuclear Reactor Emergency Procedures Manual in the 80s. And so I guess, Linda, the place for us to begin is whether or not the folks in Japan at this plant are following the procedures that you put forth in the manual in the 80s.
I would have to say that I would hope they were, because they come under the International Nuclear Regulatory Commission there. However, from information I've received over the weekend in the press, it seems that some of the procedures and the protocols are not being followed. And we know in some of the design phase where they put the rods storage above the reactor, that is not something that was in the regulations or in the planning. So there are issues that they have not followed.
All right. So let's bring ourselves around to this plant in Illinois at which you were the safety officer. Apparently this is the same plant built by the same people as we have been concerned with. So what do we need to know about the construction of this plant, those who have been critical of it? Do they have anything, is there anything factual coming out of them, or is this plant that is there and what we have in Illinois pretty good, strong, workable components?
These plants have been in use for, and are still running today, both Braidwood in Chicago at Commonwealth Edison and Clinton Power Station, Illinois Power. And in generally in the United States, nuclear power is a very safe, cheap energy source. The issue comes into effect when you have a disaster like this, an earthquake that is untold magnitude, and then you follow it with a tsunami, and then you follow it with an additional disaster of lack of backup power systems and protective devices. And so the Japan disaster is not anything that we would have had an inkling that could occur, you know, in the U.S.
All right. So under the circumstances, you know as well as I do, the news media wants to whip everybody into a frenzy. And the bottom line question is, do we have anything to worry about? Obviously, if there's like circumstances, you mentioned two power plants in northern Illinois, not likely that there'd be a tsunami there, nor it's not on the New Madrid Fault, which is the most dangerous in America. So is there likely to be a problem with these plants or others that are like them if they have the correct location? Aren't they pretty safe?
These plants are very safe in the U.S., and nuclear power operates with an extreme high level of safety within the United States and the regulatory agencies that are involved in it. When I worked and was involved in putting together all the safety procedures, all of the plants in the U.S., we compared our plans, and I also reviewed the Diablo and San Onofre plans in California. You mentioned New Madrid Fault. Clinton Power Station is sited about 60 miles from the fault. We moved it over a little bit to avoid the fault, but generally they're safe. The problem came into effect in Japan, as I said, when secondary protective devices to protect generation so that they could keep cooling up were not able to be done.
All right. So now the Japanese say that there's been progress made over the weekend in order to cool down the plant and to get it more, I don't know if it's, is the term more safe applicable here? What's happening? Tell us what went on, if you can, in layman's terms, and what is going on. Because a lot of people, they don't understand who are we. We're not nuclear experts. We're not rocket scientists. So what in terms of, because the news media can use all kinds of terminology, and by using it, they scare people. What's really going on?
Okay, to give you a good background explanation that we would use for the layman, Normally, you want to keep rods cool. When you lose that water over those rods, you have a situation like you have in Japan. What occurred was you had power lost, and you had the loss of the cooling to the reactor. You lost primary cooling, and then secondary cooling kicks in with the emergency generators. What happened with secondary cooling in the generators and the diesels was that you had a 30-foot wall of water that knocked out your power source to those generators,
right,
which pumps the water into the reactor. When that occurred, they could not get backup cooling. Therefore, they lost the source to keep the water over the reactor cooling, and it caused a hydrogen bubble. The hydrogen bubble exploded, caused a fire. The issue came into effect that you had three plants operating. You had a fourth plant that was down, and that fourth plant also caught fire. So you've got four reactors in serious jeopardy at all stages of disaster and no way to bring them under control. Mm-hmm. On top of that, you had a separate pod of used rods that were in a cooling state stored above a reactor. Those rods became uncovered, started reacting because they're still active, which, when the explosion occurred, put radioactivity into the air. Those factors are what has brought you to this disaster brink. And you're in totally uncharted disaster area, but there are some things that they're trying to do but have not yet been able to succeed in doing. And the issue comes in, it's like the Japanese said, they can run a line to the diesel generators to restart systems to begin to pump water into cool. However, even if they can get that line hooked up to the generators, which they have not been able to do because to send someone in, it is so radioactive there, and the suits can't protect them, as is quoted in the Illinois papers, it was literally a death sentence, and you have to have a volunteer. It's basically, and I quote out of the local papers this weekend, Chicago Tribune included, that it's a suicide mission, and those operators who have stayed and tried to do it literally, you know, have given up their health to try to save their people and their country.
Yeah. But so the someone could imagine them bringing in diesel generators from outside and hooking up. If the ones don't work down in the basement, that doesn't mean they can't bring in some diesel generator to pump from the outside. Isn't that kind of what they're doing?
They're trying to pump water in from the outside. Getting the generators is only half of the battle. Yeah. You've still got to get the water pumped in. What they've tried to do is pour water into it from fire trucks and planes and stuff. But again, the radioactivity within 3 to 5 miles of the plant is so high,
yeah,
that it, and there are no protective garments for these workers, that literally they've had to pull everyone back. And they have had deaths that are documented, reported from radiation sickness in the area. And they've also detected radiation in the food and water, you know, south of Tokyo within 50 miles of the plant.
Yeah. All right. So you have children in Japan and live there?
I have a son who is currently serving in the Air Force with his two small children. He's a single parent. He is at the epicenter of the quake at the base that literally is 1 mile off the beach where the center of the quake occurred. And he was reporting originally missing in action.
And you haven't talked to him since? You have not?
No, I have not.
No.
No.
Well, that's kind
there of... is no communication to the area, so yeah, it's a situation that a mother's worst nightmare.
My heavens. Interesting that you're in that field. Well, we'll hold a good thought for your son and his children, and helpful information here in terms of comparing what's going on there to what's going on here. It sounds like we're better prepared to deal with some of those things than those folks over there are. Linda May, a nuclear reactor expert here on Good Day.
Collapse of the dollar is imminent. You can protect your wealth by buying gold, silver, and strong foreign currencies, but what if the government confiscates your precious metals, implements exchange controls, or nationalizes your retirement? You need a backup plan. That's why you must move your wealth into an offshore asset protection structure. Go to CollapseProof.com to get your free special report and discover how to store your gold and silver in the world's safest vaults, or how to hold foreign currencies in a way that's safe from bank failures, bank runs, or exchange controls. Learn how the U.S. government failed to collect a $36 million claim because the defendant legally used an offshore asset protection program. This is what you need to keep your wealth safe when the dollar collapses, and CollapseProof.com can help. Our programs are 100% compliant with U.S. law, but you must act now before it's too late. Call 800-798-2008. That's 800-798-2008. CollapseProof.com. Asset protection in financially unsafe times.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Do 9.
Summertime.
Let's see if we can get Jennifer and Roberta to sing this together. You think you could do a version of this?
Okay, here we go. Ready?
Time now for our birthday list for this Monday, the 21st of March, first day of suffering. Rosie Stone, one of the members of the Family Stone, with her dad, Sylvester, a.k.a. Sly, and the Family Stone. Rosie Stone, 66
today. But not
the
Sly, right?
Yeah, he is Sly and the Family Stone. Not, you're talking about Sly Stallone? No, this is Sly and the Family Stone. Before your time. Yeah, right. And the family. Everyday people dance to the music. The Family Affair. She's Sly's sister. Coincidentally. And that's what keeps it a Family Affair. If you were born in the state in 1945, so yeah, she's 66 today. Next up, actor Timothy Dalton, who's 65. He played James Bond in 3 of the Bond movies, Living Daylights, License to Kill, among them. He was also in Lion and Winter. Let's see here, Flash Gordon, Jane Eyre, Wuthering Heights. He's in a movie recently. He's played good guys and bad guys. Kind of a... I don't know if you asked him whether the James Bond role was the highlight of his career. Hard to find a lot of other highlights, but a good working actor for sure. Next up, Ray Dorsett, one of the members of Mungo Jerry, English group, 65. This song goes back to the summer of 65, in fact. How many people remember this? Raise your hands, please. Have a drink. Have a drive. You can advise that back then. Don't do that anymore today. Kind of a cool, silly, really silly summer songs. We'll be warming up for those pretty soon, Jen. Summer songs. So, Mr. Dorsett, happy birthday to you on your 65th. Roger Hodgson, who is a singer with Supertramp, guitarist as well, Bloody Well Right, Dreamer, The Logical Song, another English group, if I'm served properly by my memory, and I think I am. Russell Tompkins Jr., one of the members of the Stylistics. I'm stone in love with you. You are everything. This style of song, three or four of them that did quite well. Popular hit, kind of. He's 60 today. Happy birthday to him. See, we've got Gary Oldman's birthday today. And Sabrina LeBeouf, who was son of the oldest child on the Cosby Show, is 53 now. Woo wee! Bunga bunga! That'll get you right where it hurts. Gary Oldman was in JFK, was in Dracula, Scarlet Letter. He was the bad guy on the President's Plane. Therefore, was it Harrison Ford? Was that movie called, Michael?
Was it Con Air? No.
Air Force One.
Yeah, right. He was the bad guy. So you get a fix on him. Matthew Broderick's birthday is today. From Ferris Bueller. Yeah, 49. Cynthia Geary, who is Shelley in Northern Exposure.
Oh, yeah.
46 today. She's also in 8 Seconds. Nice actress. Born in the state 1965. Jonas Bergen, bass player with Ace of Base. Good stuff.
I like that.
Very good stuff. Mr. Bergren, B-E-R-G-G-E-R-E-N, is 44 today. And Drew Copeland, guitarist with Sister Hazel. That's a good pop song as well.
Oh, yeah, I love this one, too.
43, Mr. Copeland is today. One of their hits is All For You. 28 after on Good Day.
If you're thinking about remodeling, you're not alone.
The U.S. remodeling industry is poised for growth in the near future.
According to a new study from Harvard, I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. The Joint Center for Housing Studies at Harvard predicts there will be a significant increase in remodeling projects nationwide.
For AARP, the connection is very clear.
Eleanor Ginsler is Senior Vice President for Livable Communities at AARP.
People are making a decision to stay in the home that they are living and making a decision, which we think is a good one, that this is the time for them to make those changes to that home so that they can stay there safely and comfortably. That's what remodeling is all about.
This week, I'll be sharing ideas on what you can do to make your home safer so you can age in place. We'll tour homes that have won the Livable Communities Award. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
I'm Rick Osick with Famous Footwear. We're a proud sponsor of March of Dimes March for Babies. Helping babies was an easy decision for Famous Footwear. We want to take steps to help moms have healthy pregnancies and save babies' lives. We've participated in March for Babies since 2003, and we'll continue to help fight premature birth and birth defects. Join us and the 20,000 companies who are walking together for stronger, healthier babies. Start your team at marchforbabies.org.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Can you find anything on the internet? Well, I'm sure you can, but don't take my word for it. Just ask this talking dog who can only say, I love you. Roll the clip. One more time, talking dog.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy. From AffinityCEnergy.com, sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySeaEnergy.com today.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines, it seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and begin to see a different world.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-sitosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
It's 33 after the hour now, 27 before the new hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Jennifer and I focusing in part on Japan and what's going on there, the nuclear industry there. You heard the guest, Ms. May, talk about how the plant over there is the same as plants that we have over here. And then there was a postscript to that conversation in which she suggested to Michael that there is a cloud of nuclear dust, if you will, that may make its way across the Pacific and across the northern, not North America. Could. I mean, it's all speculative because it depends on the jet stream.
She's saying it could go to Chicago.
Right.
Maybe.
Yeah. And even in that circumstance, what is being, that's what troubles me about this. She is an expert when it comes to the plant. She's not an expert when it comes to the weather. And so all of this sort of fear-mongering, I certainly understand her concern because she has a son that's stationed over there and he's missing and can't talk to anybody. I'd be pretty upset about it, too. And what would be the odds or the chances of somebody who has been in that business having somebody in your family that closely associated with a catastrophe like that?
Like the people that are working in that nuclear plant, though, that, like she said, basically signed a death sentence to help save a whole
group. There were 30, as I understand it, Jennifer, 30-some-odd people who have volunteered, quote-unquote, to work there until they fix it. And because they don't have, and that's the question that I would have about why. Why isn't there enough gear, clothing, protective equipment to save the people who might get into harm's way this way?
Right. Part of my deal is, you know, I'm all for, exploring nuclear power. How often do you
like
have
George
problems?
Bush. You can't.
Nuclear. You always say I don't pronounce it right. Nuclear.
Nuclear. It is not. You put the U before the ER. The way you pronounce it. Nuclear. Yeah. Anyway, go
nuclear.
Ahead. We know what you're. Yeah. Nuclear.
Okay, the N-word.
Yeah, the N-word.
But you, I mean, implants. Don't you have to have an uh-oh plan? I mean, when something like this happens, how can you just say, well, hopefully it won't, but if it does, we're going to give these guys subpar suits to wear?
I think that's the whole idea. That's why they're throwing a lot of brickbats at the Japanese, because the Japanese are not, and these are simple things, too. It's another, it's the foibles and the failures of being human. They have not done what they need to. They have not prepared as they should have. They haven't really done anything that you would have expected under the circumstances with all of these dozens of nuclear plants that are all around the country. It's a certain amount of naivete, I guess, involved in this, one way or another, a poor planning, whatever you want to call it. It just seems awfully silly. Very, very silly. Awful. That's what a shame. All right, so moving to another part of Asia, although in Japan, feng shui is something. Asia has embraced feng shui for centuries and centuries. Do you know what it is?
I do. The positioning of things in your home and your space to create a desired result.
Understanding space. Very well put, Jennifer.
Thank you.
What feng shui is about is organizing your space so that it has the maximum beneficial energy. And you can say, what does that mean? What are you talking about? What does that mean? Each room, every home, every office, anything has energy surrounding it. Energy sometimes that you can see and sense, sometimes you can't. But those who are experts in feng shui will go into a room. For example, I brought somebody in to my new milk store, and I asked her to tell me where the energy needed to be. And she told me that we put in a little gate to block off the energy so that there were square corners. When you come into the store, the first thing you really see is the big, on the other side of the room, the big cooler that has all the raw milk in it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there are other things you can see that come into your view. You can see the ice cream, which is what you really encounter when you're paying. You can see where we have the natural local honeys and syrups and things like that. We have cookies that are made by a special baker. We have all the cheeses and the yogurt and all of the drinks that go with a facility like ours. And so you look at it and think, okay, as you look for things, it seems to come in order, and people like the warmth of it. Well, this feng shui person is a person who sort of contributed to that. So I noticed with interest that there's a new chain of restaurants opening in the Northeast called Feng Shui.
Really?
Yeah. And what they have done, it's a pretty big restaurant, but they break the restaurant into smaller rooms that give the rooms a more intimate feel. So there are maybe four or five families maybe that could be eating in any one room. You're not all out in this great big hall-like arena, which is what happens with most big restaurants. You go in and it's loud, the tables, you go to the booth or wherever in the middle of the floor. You can't hear yourself think. So what they've done around a lot of traditional Asian fare is build these little rooms. Now, I remember a Thai restaurant when I was a kid. My father loved to go to this place. They didn't have cubicles, but they'd set you off on the side. You could sit down. They had a large sort of pit, if you will, in the middle of the restaurant, and you could sit on it and have your meal that way, or you could go off into any of the corners. But this is the first place I've seen that really broke down beautifully the restaurant into small little cubicles. So you go in. It kind of reminded me of what I'd seen of a geisha house, only in movies. I never spent any real time in Japan.
You haven't been to one, really?
No, never have. I don't know that I had the interest, actually, because I'm not that... how does this sound?
Okay.
I think I've probably
just
said
keep
enough.
Going.
Right? Don't stop there. There's nothing to be seen. Richie would say there's nothing to be seen. Rich McFadden back, I think, either Wednesday. Peter, is he back Wednesday or Thursday? I don't even remember.
I think it's Wednesday.
Wednesday, okay. I'm sure he's by this point had enough of his kids and his wife. He loves them all. But
and vice versa.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
you get cooped up with somebody in a hotel room for 4 or 5 days. I mean, we're doing that somewhat with the kids, although I always enjoyed going places and doing stuff like that with the children because they all had their own little toots. And at the age where they were, they didn't like each other particularly well, so it always made for great travel. You know, they'd nibble. And that's the one thing you've missed, Jennifer, being an only child. Mm-hmm. You had nobody to nibble at you, nobody to nag at you, nobody to get under your skin. Yeah, but it's not the same. It's not the same. Your sister, your brother really know how to do it. Your parents don't really know how to do it.
Oh,
but your sister and your brother really
really. And it's
although
so funny.
I had a couple of cousins that were younger than me that used to try to
like
rain.
Eric, who works with you. Is
that's right, Eric. Yes, yeah. Eric, Stephanie, and Katie are my cousins.
I don't know Stephanie and Katie, but I know Eric. Get under your skin. All right, so anyway, the next item of interest here is the story of a woman who had a problem with her son. He had very bad grades, and she decided to fix the problem, as it were. We'll find out what her fix is, and you can tell us whether you think this makes good sense or not at 800-510-8255, or follow the thread of this on Facebook. Jennifer will put up the idea if it's not already there. And tell us, you tell us whether you think this is a good idea or not. 18 before the hour on Good Day.
Does your keychain say you're hardworking and dependable? It will when you add the keys to a Chevy Silverado All-Star Edition. And if you add them during Chevy Truck Month, they'll also say you're smart. Because you'll get a trailering package, heavy-duty automatic locking rear differential, and a great deal.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free, plus an HD video recorder for free, over 15 premium channels, HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in HBO and Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-696-2921. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-696-2921. That's 800-696-2921. Again, 800-696-2921.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Got that?
Got it.
Good for you. 16 before the hour. We want everybody to get it. It's really an interesting predicament. This mother found that her son was not taking her advice. Study hard. What do you need? I'll help you, et cetera, et cetera. Well, the child didn't pay any attention, and he was continuing to do badly. So she took some drastic action. This is not the first time I have ever heard of this, although I'm looking at a picture of this kid, and maybe it's pretty dramatic. He's got a sign around his neck. You go to DougStephan.com from today's show, the story of this mother who has forced her son to stand on the street corner, and he has a placard on, wearing a placard that says, "Honk if I need an education." Fifteen-year-old James Mond stood on the street corner over the weekend. His mother sent him there hoping to teach him a lesson about the importance of a good education. Mother's name is Rhonda Holder. She never got out of high school and doesn't want to see the same for her son. You know, in cities like, this is amusing and fun and stuff, but in cities like Los Angeles and Chicago, New York, Tampa, well, it isn't just that she'd be in trouble. It's that the same problems there befall those who go to the public high schools. They call them the dropout factories.
Yep.
60%.
50%. Oh, yeah, 60%.
60%. According to the story I read in the L.A. Times a week or so ago, Jen, 60% of those in high school drop out when they get to be 16.
And no librarians anymore. They're taking the librarians out of school.
Yeah.
Libraries are closing in L.A. Unified.
Right. Brilliant, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah. Just brilliant.
And the way that they get away from this is why we need a revolution in our country. These people stick it to the programs that need it the most because they have the discretion to do that. Meanwhile, the teachers don't get merit raises and get these regular across-the-board raises, and many of them don't teach. They'll tell you the reason they've given up is because there's no support from the administration, the parents are crazy, yada, yada, yada. So then get out. Be a man or a woman about it, and don't sit there and suck off the public tit. You can't be an effective teacher anymore. You don't like your job. Get out. Go find some other way of being productive. That's what I say. Anyway, so this kid's got a 1.22 GPA, barely breathing, I would guess, in order to get a 1.22, right? What's that? Mm-hmm. Pretty much all
that's
D's.
That's a D. Yeah.
D's. His middle school has enrolled him in after-school tutoring now. The Department of Children and Families investigating whether the incident might be maltreatment of a child.
Ugh.
She says she doesn't
really
care about the critics. She wants her son to have an education. And by the way, over the weekend, a lot of people honked.
Yeah, it's not like she was beating him. She made him go out and realize, work for something.
Yeah.
I mean, that's going to be his career if he doesn't go back to school. That guy.
You do your children no favors if you allow them to be slackers when it comes to getting an education. Now, problem here is probably there's no father around. Not that that necessarily means you're going to be inspired, because the mother wasn't an educated person. Father may not. We don't know. I don't know anything about him, and I'm not going to speculate. But what I am going to tell you is that the fact that people are dropping out of high school, really two basic problems. One, the lack of understanding what children need and not even what they want, what do they need in order to survive. And you can wrap around that. In that suggestion is the roots of how we fix the problem. You find out what people need in order to succeed. We're doing that across the board. It was high school, college at Heidelberg. We are studying all the time, members of the administration, the staff, studying the faculty, studying curriculum. We're trying to bring in new curriculum. The board of trustees looks at these things all the time. And everybody's working together and rowing in the same direction for the most part. And that's what you have to have. But the college life is voluntary. High school really isn't. So you got to go till you're 16. So wouldn't you think that people who are running these schools would focus on how to keep the children in? Most of the schools are too big. They want to have new facilities, so they got to build these monstrosities like that. Wasted $900 million for two schools in Los Angeles, one of which apparently is a nightmare. So under the circumstances, we're focused on the wrong thing. The individual attention that's available if you know how to be creative in the classroom. And, yeah, they do need smaller classrooms, yes, that's advantageous, so you have one-on-one instruction. Parents need to take more of an interest in their children's education, need to know more about what the child is learning or not learning, what the child is taking. You advise your children when it comes to, by the time they get to high school, there are certain requirements like math and English and certain numbers of history courses, but after that, you're not required much. You pick and choose. So do you sit with your children and pick and choose and help them to make good decisions, or you make decisions for them? When I was in high school, when it came to electives, I didn't make any decisions. My mother
really
made the decisions. Yeah, I mean, I would
I
talk.
I got to
okay.
pick mine.
Yeah, but you're in a different generation mm-hmm. than am I.
Right.
My mother said, "Okay, this is what you need," and my mother was not a good student necessarily, nor did she spend a lot of time in school. She did get into a college, went there, met my father. And that was pretty much the end of her education, other than the education she got being married to my father and raising us. I think there was a real education in that. There's a practical side. We all need to have practicality in our lives. But there are some basic things that you need to know. And among them, how to do your math. Mathematically, you need to understand numbers. You need to understand how to speak and communicate. You need to understand civics and history and what it is that you're growing into in terms of our country and what it has to offer and what you need to do in order to participate to make it all work. Those things are woefully missing from most schools. So I don't have a problem with what she made the kid do, frankly. I don't see it as harmful at all. Hopefully learn a lesson. 51 after.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All-natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects. It's safe for all ages and skin types and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Some progress amid more setbacks at the Fukushima nuclear plant in Japan. Good morning, I'm David Weiss with News That Matters. The latest from the crippled Fukushima nuclear plant complex. About 300 workers have been toiling around the clock to reconnect the plant's 6 struggling reactors to a power source. That's now been done, but there's no word on when they will try to switch it on. Earlier today, workers had to be temporarily evacuated after smoke began rising from one of the reactors. A spokesman for Tokyo Electric Power Company said a light gray plume of smoke was seen rising from reactor number 3. Japan's Nuclear Safety Agency says no change in radiation levels have been detected. Meanwhile, University of Washington scientists say they have detected trace amounts of radiation from Japan's crippled nuclear reactors, but say the amounts so far are too small to pose any health hazard. At Chicago's O'Hare Airport, we hear from passengers arriving there from Tokyo. This traveler expressing skepticism about information released by Japanese officials.
I figured that it was worse than what they were telling us from the start. But, I mean, that's kind of the way it is. They only release what they have to.
And this man lives in Japan, relating to us what he was told there.
The amount of radiation that they were detecting from the news reports was out of the normal ordinary, but not a risk to your health whatsoever.
Trace amounts of radiation have been found on Japanese flights landing in both Chicago and Dallas. A few radioactive particles have also been detected at a monitoring station in Sacramento, California. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Spring is officially here, but winter is holding on tight as every trail pretty much still wide open at many of the major resorts and some great quiet midweek runs ahead of us. Wendy was enjoying some of those great winter runs in northern Vermont. She was at Smuggler's Notch.
Despite the weekend sunshine, the trail to Smuggler's Notch were really set up for speed. Firm snow on Upper Chilkoot, Catwalk, and Smuggler's Alley was groomed and fun to carve. And the snow cover was very good, edge to edge, even on the natural snow runs. Moore's Mountain had soft snow, but the coverage still very good. This is Wendy at Smuggs.
Smuggler's Notch with 3 peaks and 68 runs. Mount Sunapee, New Hampshire, riding strong with up over 50 trails. They have 15 miles of skiing. Wachusett riding up over 20 runs with some nighttime terrain as well. Sugar Mountain in North Carolina, all 15 trails, they stay at full operation. Heading to Colorado, where Arapahoe Basin has almost 100 trails, they stay at full operation. Beaver Creek the same with 149 runs. More at snowcountry.com. I'm Andy Davis for Good Day.
Last week was a roller coaster on Wall Street, but stocks did gain ground on Friday, the Dow jumping 84 points, finishing the week at 11,859, S&P and NASDAQ with single-digit gains, crude oil fell 35 cents a barrel, ending the week at $101.07. Gas prices, check them out.
Fill it up.
Prices at the pump up over 6.5 cents a gallon over the past 2 weeks, according to the latest Lundberg survey of stations across the country. National average for a gallon of regular now stands at $3.57. The long-awaited perjury and obstruction of justice trial of home run king Barry Bonds begins today in San Francisco, relating to past testimony he gave about never knowingly using steroids. Barry Bonds in the spotlight again. Hope he doesn't get a big head over this. So, how are you doing with the big dance? The NCAA college basketball men's tournament down to the Sweet 16 after 8 more games yesterday. You've got 3 of the 4 top seeds still in it. Duke had to rally yesterday to advance. Top-seeded Ohio State rolled, and top-seeded Kansas had no problem. It was top-seeded Pittsburgh that was ousted on Saturday with a loss to Butler in the final seconds. Sweet 16 matchups begin this Thursday with 4 games in New Orleans and Anaheim. Business at the box office this past weekend.
Since when do you speak Italian?
Oh, self-improvement month.
That's Bradley Cooper. He takes a pill and he is limitless. Number one in its debut weekend with a lackluster $19 million. And finally, did you notice the sudden change at 7:21 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time last night? Sure you did. It was the vernal equinox, also known as the exact moment when this... Oh, that's winter. What a blizzard. Wow! ...became this. Ah, yes, the birds, the bees. It's spring! After a miserable winter for so much of the country, spring could not get here fast enough. Could somebody get the door? Birds getting out of hand. As I was saying, when spring arrived yesterday, the Earth's tilt was exactly at the halfway point, with the northern hemisphere leaning closer to the sun from here, leading to warmer temperatures. The vernal equinox also meant you could stand an egg on its end at that first moment of spring. But the truth is, you don't need an equinox to do that. It all depends on the shape of the egg, nothing else. But to celebrate spring this morning, I did this. Cracked open an egg. Threw it in the frying pan and made myself an Eggwinox omelet. Eggwinox. I'm David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.
Hear that? That's the sound of one driver. Now, hear that? That's the sound of 40 million drivers. That's how many drivers choose State Farm Insurance. Why do more people choose State Farm? Could everyone please jingle their car keys? Sounds like the jingle of money. Money they're saving from all those State Farm discounts. Want State Farm to find you discounts up to 40%? Go to discountdoublecheck.com and see what you could save. Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.